College athletic conferences have gone through a lot of changes the past decade, adding and subtracting teams along the way, and now another round of expansion may be coming. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, and I'm wondering where it will all end. In 1895, a group of university presidents created the Big Ten, the world's first academically-based athletic conference. It was a good idea, so good it caught on nationwide. The conferences the founders created were not just random schools thrown together. They sought kindred spirits, and they were amazingly good at finding them. So good, in fact, that for almost a century, nothing defined our nation's regions better than those conferences. The term Midwest can refer to just about anything between the coasts. But when somebody said Big Ten country, you knew they meant the Great Lakes states. The Big Eight connected the Great Plains states, the Southeastern Conference covered the Deep South, and the Atlantic Coast Conference was, well, exactly what it said it was. It all made perfect sense. The teams plastered their league logos on their fields, their courts, and their uniforms. Fans bragged about their conferences, not just their teams. This sense of belonging is foreign to pro sports fans who never brag about their team's divisions. That's because they change all the time and they make no sense. For years, for example, the Atlanta Falcons played in the NFC's West Division. Enough said. But college conferences were models of stability until just a few years ago, when they started a mindless game of musical chairs. This threatened many of the biggest reasons why millions of fans prefer college sports to the pros: geography, history, and identity. When the dust settled, all 11 major conferences had gained or lost at least one member. The Big 12 had 10 teams, the Big 10 had 14, and the Atlantic Coast Conference had two divisions, Atlantic and Coastal, perhaps unaware that those are really the same things. I was struck by how many people who don't care too much about sports cared a lot about this. For non-sports fans, college conferences are kind of like your parents as you get older. You might not check in with them every day, but it's good to know that they're there, something you can count on in an uncertain world. Well, no longer. Rivalries that went back a century to the birth of modern sport vanished overnight. Oklahoma-Nebraska, Texas-Texas A&M, and Kansas-Missouri were started before football during the Civil War. The fans hated losing those rivalries, but in college sports, the fans don't get a vote. Now we're hearing about the inevitable next step, the formation of five mega conferences of 16 teams each. This will mean each of those Power Five conferences will add two, four, or six teams as needed, all to get to 16. That will likely set up another round of national title playoffs, so the champion will play 16 games, the same as the NFL's regular season. As former Michigan Athletic Director Bill Martin said, "We are chipping away at what makes college football unique." My question: how many more chips can it take before it's just a glorified minor league? But what I find interesting, and the people who run college football should find alarming, is that this time the casual fan does not seem to care one way or the other. As they say, the opposite of love is not hate, but indifference, and college sports have been generating a ton of it lately. The latest changes might come with one silver lining. After this round of musical chairs, the game might finally be over.